Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Automotive Axles Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Good morning, and thanks to everyone who have logged in to Automotive Axles 4Q and 12 months FY24 earnings conference call. Let me introduce you to the management participating with us today's call. We have with us Mr. Muthukumar N, India Leader Cummins Meritor, Mr. Nagaraja, President and Whole-Time Director Automotive Axles, and Mr. Ranganathan S, CFO Automotive Axles Limited. Now I'd like to turn the call to Mr. Muthu, sir, for the opening remarks for the Q&A. Sir, you may begin now.
Thank you, Shailesh, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for taking time, and really appreciate you all for joining this investor call of Automotive Axles Limited. As you all know, that Automotive Axles Limited is a joint venture between Kalyani and Meritor earlier, and now Cummins has acquired this company, and it has become a joint venture between Kalyani and Cummins Meritor. As usual, I think we have my team members, Nagaraja, who manages the entire operations space, and Mr. Ranganathan, who is our CFO. I'm sure that yesterday we had a very good meeting, and you all know that even though the market is looking a little dull at this point of time, the indications is market is going to be quite good next year, at least flat for this year, and going forward, it is going to be good. We are going to talk to you about and clarify all your questions, what you have. I will give this to Mr. Ranganathan to explain the salient features of the financial, followed by we'll take Q&A sessions, and we, Nagaraja and Ranga, would like to answer all your queries. Over to Mr. Ranga.
Thank you, Muthu. A very good morning to all of you. Welcome again for the quarterly and also the year-ended 2024 earnings call. Overall, for the year, if you look at it, market this year was close to about 420,000 vehicle level. There's a marginal recovery overall compared to last year to the extent of 3%-4%, but the larger growth is by and large in the bus segment, mainly with our main customer, Ashok Leyland. Your company has continued to focus on all the revenue optimization with all our customers. This year, we ended with a revenue of 245 crores with an EBIT of 11.7% and with a PBIT of 223, which is close to 10%. All of you know, in the earlier calls also, we have been emphasized our focus is basically improving the revenue with the customers, cost optimization through our strategic initiatives, and preserve cash. It's the main focus of our organization that is pursued this year. Though, as I said, the market has grown about close to 4%, and we are marginally lower than the market growth. By and large, there are two reasons. One is about the growth largely has come in the bus segment, one of our major customers, and more probably we can take it up during the Q&A, but also we have accommodated the price, commodity price settlement with the customers, which is also pointing close to about 0.5% for the financial year. In spite of that, our approach on the cost optimization, and we just improved the overall margin by about 0.4%, though the revenue was lower by 0.3%-0.4%. So, and during the year, your company has generated about close to 196 crores of cash, and we have no borrowings at this moment of time. and all the balance sheet parameters are quite strong. With this introduction, probably, you know, I may leave it to the question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, team. My first question is basically, wanted to understand what is the exports growth in this quarter, on a Q-on-Q basis, and how the brakes business performed in Q4 on a Q-on-Q, and any gains in the market share in the brakes division?
Ranga, you can go ahead and please answer.
No, if you really see the export business overall for the year has, you know, grown on value terms is close to about, you know, 4%-5%. Of course, there's a little bit of dip in the brakes business for the Q4. Overall basis, you know, it's purely based on the OE's requirement, so.
Exports on a in Q4, is it grown on a Q-on-Q basis?
Yes.
Sir, my next question is basically the MHCV production on Q-on-Q basis has increased by about 8%, and our key customers' volume has grown by 15% on a Q-on-Q. Automotive axles revenue was just increased by 5.6%. What is the reason for this?
Thank you for that, the question. I think if you look at the quarter growth, like what you have indicated, the commercial vehicle market has definitely grown up and our key customers have grown. Unfortunately, the growth is more on the ICV segment and bus segment, where our presence is little less because of the competitiveness. I think the team is developing a new product. Because of that segment where we are not present, which has substantially gone up in last quarter because of the government orders that has come from them, mainly from the STUs, we have lost little on that segment. The team has done a good job in terms of penetrating more in exports, defense and other businesses and aftermarket to compensate this the drop. Actually, I think that's the main reason. If you look at the competition revenue, it is 15% of growth in volume, and I think it's not on value. Just wanted to. Sorry, our key customers is on value, not on volume. We have also realized more in terms of revenue is because of higher value-added products that the team has launched it. This year the team is launching two new products. I think Nagaraj can touch about this, where the per axle revenue is going to substantially go up, which is going to be used for above 49 ton vehicle of haulage or the new tipper that is going to get launched. If that answers your base question, I will leave it to Mr. Nagaraj to talk about the new product that is going to be launched to take up our per axle revenue.
Yeah. Thank you, Muthu. We are planning for, you know, two new axles, which will be applicated for 49 ton and above. Like what Muthu mentioned, this not only increases the value for us, but also it helps us in consolidating our share of business in the growing segment. Apart from that, we did talk about, you know, our less presence in the bus axle. We are at this point of time mainly present in the 12 meter buses. We have a new product coming in, which is optimized specifically for a 9 meter bus, which we'll be launching this year. Also we are getting into launching a Dia 325 and 360 brakes with one of our key OEM. All these product launches should help us to not only improve our product line, but also help us in growing the revenue in future. Whenever there is a bus a segment growth is there, we should be able to actively participate in it and make the best advantage of it.
Yes, great to know about the new products lineup for you. So my next question basically is on if you can,
Hello?
Hello? We can't hear you.
Hello?
Nagraj Singh is here? No.
Yes, sir. He's connected. I think there's a network issue from his end.
No worry. We'll wait.
Should we move on to the next question, sir?
Yeah, it will be better.
Okay, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Radha. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was, in our current revenue, what is the contribution of bus segment and what is the contribution of LCV-ICV segment?
While we normally don't use the setup of segment-wise sales, but I can tell you one general thing. In terms of commercial vehicle, medium and heavy, in terms of people that falls with, our presence is 100%. But if you look at bus, I'm talking in terms of the models, our presence will be around 50-58%. Nagraj, please correct me if I'm wrong. But in terms of value, the 9-meter and smaller buses, our presence is less. Is that right, Nagraj, or you want to add anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a segment you are introducing a new product, right? Like you.
Yes. It's a 9-meter segment, which is a high volume segment, high volume, low margin kind of a segment. And also it is a little bit cyclical. It, like you mentioned in your opening remarks, it's based on the government orders. So that's where, we are going to introduce a new product so that we can take the best advantage of it.
So sorry, your voice was breaking. If I heard it correctly, you mentioned that you are present in 50-55% of the models in the LCV-ICV segment of the industry. And in the bus, currently it is in 12 meter and you are entering into 9 meter, which is more cyclical.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. So secondly, you mentioned some two new product launches, Dia 325 and 360. So, how do you see your revenue mix change, product mix change because of these two launches in the next 2 to 3 years? And what could be the margin scenario because of changing product mix?
Sometimes it's probably if you can answer it better. But what we are focusing on is, our presence in all the segment so that, during the quarter or during the year, one particular segment grows or another segment, segment stagnates or degrows. We should be able to still protect our revenue and share of business. Just to give you in a kind of a rough numbers, with the addition of these new products, potentially we will be able to, address another 5-10% of the market, which currently we are not present in, or those markets which are going to grow.
See, thank you, Nagraj, for that clarification. Yes, the thing specifically, we have separate...
sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not clear. Could you please repeat?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Okay. Rather, thanks, Nagraj, for the clarification. I think you have the question now. How the shares and how much we are presenting in different segments. What happens is in the market, there is a dynamic situation of changing depending on the government order, government bid, international export orders, and it keeps changing. Currently, if you look at overall, our presence in the commercial vehicle segment of 7.5 tons and above will be around 65-70% of the largest customer. What Nagraj is trying to say is, in fact, in the smaller commercial vehicles like by introducing this new product, what Nagraj was saying, that you on the 9-meter bus, our coverage will go up by 8-10%, which means we'll be going up to a coverage of about 75-80%. However, still there will be some segments which we will not be distribute. But we do understand them address we have. Their presence also will be very less because we supply 100% most of any commercial vehicles, 19 tons and above. And our presence is very, very strong there. So just to make sure that when the market changes this vehicle model for the end customer, depending on the different situation like government order or construction equipment or infrastructure, we are trying to gear up to present a product in across 100%. That's our wish. But in reality, what happens is we are not able to present 100% because of competitiveness, because of various things. And the team is working to launch a product. Every product that we launch should be competitive. I think the team has identified a 9-meter bus product now, which is going to be competitive and going to become bring the value for what we are looking at in this conference. At the same time, meet the customer's aspiration of reliability. So at this point in time, like what he says, we'll be touching up to 75 to 80% now, and then further we may have to go further to 100% at some point of time.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but the current participant has been disconnected. We will move on to the next question. It's from the line of Amit Hiranandani from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, my line earlier got dropped. Sir, my question is basically, can you just give me broad revenue breakup for XL Brakes, Exports and others?
Ranga, I leave it to you to answer, Ranga.
I mean, generally, we don't have the revenue breakdown. And as we have mentioned in the previous calls also, and definitely the axles is plays a significant portion of the total revenue size.
Understood, sir. And sir, current capacity utilization for axles and brakes, and what would be your annual capex plan for the next 2 years?
As we have mentioned in the earlier calls also, the investment basically, apart from the sustenance capex, what we do it, we consciously working on improving our productivity as well as capacity as we introduce new products, as well as, in terms of automizing the plant towards efficiency and all the stuff. So these areas we are currently positioning towards the investment the next 2 years. Kind of about 50 to 60 crores level. But apart from sustenance capex, the specific automation projects, new product development and all this stuff.
And just to add to what Ranga has mentioned, we are really focusing on a lot of automation, digitization, so that we can not only meet the new product quality requirement, but also help us in optimizing our capacity utilization. So next 2 years, the investment will be coming in our housing line and gear manufacturing and then overall assembly areas.
Yeah, this we are basically doing this to make sure that we are ready when the market, demand goes up. And this investment really help us in terms of meeting the market demands.
Great, sir. So also, we were supposed to come out with a midterm growth strategy. So any update on this front?
Some of these new products, what we are already talking about, in fact, last time, last call, Muthu did mention, 60% of our last year's revenue has come from the new products. And as we mentioned during this call, we are introducing 4 more new products. So this is a plan what we are having to, not only probably try to be present in, all 7.5 ton above in all the segments. But again, we are also kind of looking at how we can bring in the value for our end customer. So there are a lot of new products that is being developed in terms of, noise sensitive gearings, quiet ride gearing for bus and coaches. And the largest axle, which is called MS-185 with a 500 mm crown wheel diameter for a 49 ton and above. So those should really help us not only in the domestic market, but also make us competitive for the potential export opportunities as and when both North America and European markets, you know, come back.
Great, sir. So my next question is basically annually, if we look at, we have already crossed the previous peak revenue in FY24, and despite increase in the exports of highway defense business, our annual EBITDA margin, excluding other income, is hovering around 11% level. The earlier peak margin of around 12% was achieved at a lower top line in FY19. So what is the reason for this, and what steps the team is taking to cross its previous peak level margin of 12%?
Your
voice is coming a little muffled, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Oh yes, sir. It's
hello. Okay. If you look at our volumes of FY19, which was the previous peak, the industry did about 476K, and it is about 8.7 million tons, because it's not only the number of vehicles but also the capacity of the tonnage that we have produced. Last year, the year which is passed away, FY24, we ended up with 423K. Which is about 9.2 million tons. So in fact, in looking at the number of vehicles, we are 10% less when compared to there, but we are slightly above in terms of tonnage. So I just wanted to bring it to the fact that we have not come. So at that time, our revenue was about 1700 or 1800 crores. Now it is about 2300 crores, which means we have grown in other segments. Even though we have taken the commodity went up, came down, and of course it has only about 2% impact, not more than that between that time and now. So that is the reason from the market volume and the tonnage wise. Okay. Having said that, the company continues to improve the cost reduction. We have improved the reliability of product there, and we have also enhanced the value of the product. Thereby, our per axle realization has gone up. And of course, the plant did tremendous job in terms of cutting down the cost. I think COVID gave us a lot of insights post 2019 peak to find out how we can enhance our operational capability. Those things have really helped us to grow, and almost it's the same margin, even though the volumes is quite less on this particular segment. Of course, we spend a lot of money on the capex on the defense, but the real realization of defense is still not started. The government is giving orders little here and there, but it's a long-term investment. With that, I leave it to Ranga to answer specifically on the profitability comparison between 2019 and now.
Yeah, thank you, Muthu. Just wanted to take your point. I mean, if you really see, 2018-19 was a peak in terms of the market. That year, we did about 1,940 crores, if my memory goes right. Okay, and as of today, if you look at it, our revenue is close to about 2,200 crores now. See, there are between 2018-19 to now, this is more than about the commodities changes quite huge. And in terms of, so that is one of the significant aspect, which is value terms, which is, impact, which has got an impact on the revenue perspective. And that's one of the reasons it is showing up or showing low. Okay. The last 2 years, you see, the significant commodity reductions have happened. In 18-19 to close to 20-21 is only an increase. After the last 2 years, with commodities in a declining stage. So, as Muthu said, the revenue, the overall market is down by about 10 to 12% compared to 18-19 peak. Still, we are not reached to that. Maybe broadly in terms of tonnage, we may be closer to that. But though the per axle revenue is improved, But realistically, if you look at it, the overall revenue is still much lower than the 2018-19 volume. If market comes closer to that, you can really see the same 1,900 level with our market percents, with all customers, with all initiatives we have taken with all the customers in terms of improving our share of business with them. The introduction of new product gaps, what you have, and what are the new products we introduced recently. We definitely will be not less than another about 400 to 500 crores will be added as compared to the 2018-19 level. So very comfortably, we'll be reaching around 2,500 to 2,600 crores with the current presence if the market reaches to 18-19. So that's a perspective all of you understand, because one thing we really see a value comparison, but in terms of the commodities plays a significant role. And today we're able to show up the revenue up is only because of our active presence with our customers in terms of the share that comes to purely based on our delivery and quality performance. And also and our new product introduction to fill the gaps and the customer requirements. As far as the margin perspective concerned, though the market still not reached the 2018-19, you touched the point about 12%. Percentage is really one piece of it. If you really look at the absolute value, we are really created the absolute value in terms of the real measurement. You look at it, the EPS, and EPS has significantly grown compared to 18-19 to now.
So, sir, are you indicating more juice left on the volumes and margin side for automotive excellence?
No, margin by default will come through our initiatives. There's no doubt about that. But I told you very clearly. We are really, work on the initiatives of, we have our internal Mission 25 initiatives, and we really drive our performance on the cost. And year on year, especially on the material and conversion cost, we have taken a significant efforts in terms of bringing the value in terms of the metal cost optimization as well as the conversion cost optimization. That effort will continue. Year on year, we stretch ourselves to find new avenues to bring the value to financials. And definitely, juice left out, our pursuit is there to improve the margins. As market grows with the current efficiency, we will be doing much better. That's the point I'm trying to drive here.
Absolutely, you can take it with confidence in the market. Where it has said volume, previous peak. I think whatever the indication that we are given in terms of our top line and bottom line will certainly happen. But the team is working hard to make sure even before there's such a volume increase in the market, how we can enhance the profitability.
Great to hear this. So just last two books.
Amit, just sorry to intervene. Just to give a data for your confirmation, I'll really see our EPS in 18-19, the peak volume is at 80 rupees. And with a 10 to 12% reduction, our EPS is about 109 rupees per share. So this is one of the parameters internally we'll see. Are we really increasing the value to per share? So just an indication to you. That's it. Hello, Amit.
Sorry. Thank you, sir, for this answer, detailed answer. Sir, are you still facing any commodity?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Amit. Could you please fall back in the question queue for further question? Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pratik Khatari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning and thank you everyone. So just one question. It's been about 2 years since this Cummins acquired Meritor. So, and we had highlighted in the past about kind of getting some new products, new orders from this. If you can highlight anything which has happened in the past 6, 9, 12 months?
Sir, the exactly same with this August, it is going to be 2 years. I think 2nd of August is what we announced the actual acquisition, even though we have communicated about February 22. On 22nd of February 22, we announced it, which is the aircraft. Significant amount of work is happening. You all talked about penetrating into another OEM we are coming to strongly present. We are working at the end of the day. When somebody has a capacity in their own plant, replacing the tax cells with our actual, it's a challenge.
Sorry to interrupt, but, sir. The voice is coming muffled now.
Oh, again. So the team is working with the customer and along with the coming support to see that how we can penetrate into other OEMs where automotive actually does not have good share today. So we are trying to work with the combination to make sure that how we can get into fuel efficiency. Good amount of activities have been done in the last 1 year and we are coming into some stages, but we are not in a position to announce anything that yes, we made a big win at this point of time. But I hope this type of acquisition is bringing a lot of synergy. First and foremost, is bringing a lot of good systems into the company in terms of whether it is a talent management, in terms of the launches. And we are improving with the synergy coming in between both the best practices. It is breaking into a good to great company. So we are working on this. But at this point in time, we are not in a position to announce that we have made this business win. We have made this. But definitely a lot amount of progress is happening both in off-highway business as well as in the regular business.
Correct. So with this, you highlighted that it is helping us penetrating other OEMs. So this is largely off-highway that the focus is, or even TV is global?
No, even in on-highway, sir. Even in on-highway, where we are not present, like Tata Motors, one of the questions everyone is used to ask, Cummins has a very, very good leverage with them. So we are working. So we, as Cummins Meritor, is working with all the customers, the automotive actions, working with all the customers to see that where we can penetrate. I think the team is working extensively work on working with all the new vehicles that are coming up. So everywhere the team is making sure that we try to penetrate. A lot of new players are coming in the EV segment, where it is not an e-axle segment, but remote mounted segment, where also this company is continuing to win the businesses to start supplying for them.
Fair enough. And earlier we had an aspiration that once obviously the volumes come back, once we have scaled, I mean, we should be able to see some early teen margins. I mean, does that aspiration still stay given the current context and things that you're operating?
Ranga, over to you.
No, I couldn't hear you properly, sir. Can you repeat again?
So 2-3 years back, we had an aspiration that once the volume comes back and we are at scale, we should be seeing some early teen margins, 13, 14, 15%. Does that still hold?
Absolutely. You know, we have already mentioned that, you know, our continuous pursuit of every initiative what we are taking is about is to be present in the market and dominant player in the market and keep the customers happy. And apparently, you know, see how to bring the value to the organization. That is a continuous focus is still holds good. And there is absolutely no doubt about it. That's the reason Nagaraj was explaining earlier, the automation process is more make the operations more efficient and more quicker deliveries can be made to the customers and all the stuff. Definitely, we are committed to grow in terms of the bottom line, and every initiative is taken is towards that only, sir. As you said, market, it goes up. Definitely, margin will go much higher than what we are having it today. But whether it's 13 or 14 depends on the product mix and various things. But definitely, you will see a significant growth in the margins.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Shah from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Couple of clarifications since voice was not very clear. So in the opening remarks, you had said a price hike of about 0.5% with the end customers. So can you elaborate, is this over and above the RM inflation pass-through or what it is exactly?
No. This is not over and above. I said the commodity settlement, which has lowered the revenue by 0.5%, which is a commodity which you accommodated in the year 2023-24, I see. There is nothing impacted to the P&L. Whatever the customer settlement, the same supplier settlement, so your P&L is well protected.
Okay. That's one. And the second, the new launches, especially on the axle side that you just mentioned, are those for FY25 or or it will come in FY26 also?
Yeah. These are all the ones. In fact, as we speak, we are launching these products. We keep on iterating that what automotive axles the value what it brings in is along with our partners Cummins Meritor, we develop the product and then be ready well ahead of time, even before the market is ready for it. So our MS-185 axle is already launched with one of the customers. It's going pretty well with a 55-ton tractor. And the product has been updated and then being launched with our key customer. So that is going to happen this year. So both the bus axle and our largest axle, MS-185, and then the brakes, all of them will be launched this year, and we'll be realizing some revenue out of these new product launches.
Perfect. And sorry, I missed the number you had shared. So the share of revenues from the new products was at about 16 or 60, sorry. I couldn't
get it. It is a little bit of challenge, right? It's a SOP. Also depends on what customers are, our OEs are realizing from the market. So our focus is, from somewhere around 65% where we are present, we'll take it all the way up to 80% with the launch of these products. So that's the coverage we are going to have for all the 7.5-ton and above trucks and tractors, applicated in the market.
Got it. And sir, last question on the industry outlook itself. So when we hear the commentary of, let's say, the OEMs themselves, let's say Tata Motors and Leyland both, they both have a divergent view in terms of FY25 outlook, especially the MHCV segment. While one is saying kind of growth and the other is saying kind of a muted, and maybe a mixed commentary even from the other ancillaries. So what is, as per your view, what is the overall outlook for FY25 in terms of the volumes that the industry can achieve? Because in last call you had mentioned it was something close to the flattish volumes for FY25, if I'm not wrong. So what is that today?
You are right. When compared to FY24 to 25, we are projecting flat or about 4 to 5% less. If you see the start of the quarter, the first quarter is not going good, and most of the activities needs to be picked up. And they are talking about, the reasons could be many. They are talking about elections. After elections will start, we are also likely to get a average or above average rainfall, which means we don't see any interference in that side. The infrastructure push from the government continues to be good. That's what the government is committing, but we need to wait for the new government to come back. We, as a component supplier, they are not, if you look at it, they're going with the OEM's preparations. The OEMs are something, even though they are predicting in the original target is less, but they're talking about an aggressive target that, yes, we will grow. Everybody wants to grow and expand the market. We, as a company, like what Nagaraj presented, the market could be -5%, or it can even go up to +7% or something, because even though we are losing first quarter, for the next three quarters can run well. One good thing is the industry inventory has come down substantially in the last quarter. Even though the last quarter production is less, things have been, the inventory has come down, pipeline inventory. I'm sure that this year we have a positive outlook, as it will be single-digit growth would be still there. The company is internally, we are preparing for whatever the number changes from the customer, whether it goes up or comes down. The organization needs to run efficiently and convert it very positively to make sure that every bit of opportunity that we get, we should convert into the top line. And every opportunity that we have to cut down the cost, we should add it up to the bottom line. I think that's the team in the automotive axle team continues to work. But industry outlook at this point of time, looking at the industry inventory, the government spend, the push for passenger buses, everything, if you look at it, I'm positive about it.
All right, yeah. Thanks a lot for the answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, this will be our last question for today's call. It's from the line of Chirag Jain from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of clarification. Do we supply to the defense space from, let's say, this entity?
Yes, we supply to the defense entity, not direct. I think not directly to the defense. We used to sell it to VFJ, but now VFJ has started making axles. They are buying the entire vehicle from Tata and Rail. So our supplies are going to Ashok Leyland or to other customers through which it reaches defense. But we are supplying defense axles from this entity. You are right.
Okay, and in terms of future, let's say product pipeline, let's say EXL, would that be part of this listed entity, or could be potentially part of, let's say, the part of the group, but may not be in this company? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, at this point of time, EXL at this the segment.
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but the line for Mr. Muthukumar has been disconnected.
Okay. Yeah, so the thing is, you know, we still have a capacity to, you know, manufacture some of the key components required for the e-axle. So at this point of time, e-axle, you know, it is basically part of Cummins Meritor. But we supply them the parts wherever it is required. And the volumes, at this point of time, it is too early for us to tell, you know, how this overall EXL business is going to develop. Having said that, we are already supplying to key customers for the or battery vehicles, our, you know, special axle, which is being applicated on that. Most of the OEs at this point of time preferring to, you know, remote mount type design, which is the cost effective at this point of time. So just to confirm that, you know, e-axle still requires quite a lot of components which we are producing, which we have a capacity for that. I'm sure that we will be a part of, you know, any future e-axle production in one way or the other.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for attending this session. We especially thank the Automotive Axles team for their time. Muthu sir, would you like to make any comments?
Yeah, thank you, Shailesh. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Rest assured, I think the on top of, I think, whatever we spoke, I also wanted to congratulate your team. They have got the JAPM TPM Award last year. Nagarajan team did a wonderful job of last 3-4 years on the journey of TPM. And they've been now awarded by the JAPM TPM. I think the team went to Japan, got the award. This gives the confidence on the ability of the flexibility that we have created in the plant to increase customer varied demands. The team has continued to put the efforts in terms of new product launch, in terms of improving the reliability, at the same time increasing the flexibility in the plant to make sure that multiple models and deliver it at the shortest time. We'll continue to put the efforts and looking forward to, I think my team is there in the next 2 days in the conference in Mumbai. I think they'll be available in person to meet you, talk to you and give you all their commitments. I'm not able to come, but that session that the organization on we'll put everything to make sure there's a value for the all the stakeholders. Once again, thank you very much for taking time to join today. And thanks Nagaraj and Ranga for taking the call. Thanks Sailesh for coordinating this and really appreciate everyone of your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
On behalf of Batliol and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.